The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 1st, 1983 at 18 hours 30 GMT. The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 1st, 1983 at 22 hours 30 Greenwich Mean Time. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, a very good Sunday evening to you, friends. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is the Sunday evening edition of Music Time in Africa on VOA's Africa service, coming to you from our studios here on Independence Avenue in Washington, D.C., USA. Glad to have you with us. Sit back and enjoy the music, beginning with Kilimanjaro, My Home, a great tune by Echo Roosevelt, all the way from Cameroon.
Kilimanjaro! Kilimanjaro, my land. Kilimanjaro, my man. Kilimanjaro,
of Africa, I find a shelter beneath its shadow.
Kilimanjaro, yeah.
I met a zombie, Black Friday, wanna climb right to the top.
Kilimanjaro,
no.
Kilimanjaro,
no.
Kilimanjaro, yeah. Kilimanjaro,
tell me we don't make beautiful music. That was Echo Roosevelt of Cameroon with Kilimanjaro, My Home. And you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
VOA, the voice of Voice of America.
You're tuned to the station that brings you some of the best in African music, both popular and traditional music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. On recording, selected for you by your music man, Leo Sarkisian. Leo is with us today, and he'll be talking about his favorite subject, of course, African music. He'll join us right after this recording from East Africa, from Morogoro in Tanzania. Here's the music of Juma Kalazi by the famous Cuban marimba band Morogoro na Muziki ya Kisasa. That was the Cuban marimba band of Tanzania, As you know, one of the purposes of these weekly programs is to enlarge our understanding of the musical languages, the musical idioms or styles of African music, so that when you listen to music different than your own, it can communicate something to you, something you can appreciate even though you may not understand what the words of the song mean. The idea that music communicates, that music can speak in its own right and independently of words, is an important one. You can experience this communication when a piece of music makes you sad, gay, happy, tense, excited, and so forth. I'm sure a good piece of traditional music can appeal to you musically, even though you may not understand the words of the song. Today we're going to talk about music in Ghana. So with me is my colleague, Leo Sarkisian, your VOA music man. Hello, Leo.
Thank you, Rita. And hello, friends. As you know, from time to time, we've featured musical instruments and singing styles of some of the various peoples in Ghana. The drums of Adowa, horns and flutes, and for example, like this music for Adentebin. Also, among the many folk instruments in Ghana, there are musical bows, raff zithers, harps, bowed, and plucked lutes. There are some musical instruments played alone as solo instruments or in ensembles. However, it is not uncommon to find them combined with voice. For example, there is singing that goes with Adowa drumming or with Abaja, Pacha, Awa, Kambowan, to name just a few of the musical types found in various parts of Ghana. A full performance of any of these would include both drums and voices, and perhaps bells or rattles or both. What I said about drums is also true of other instruments. It is usual for performers of stringed instruments to sing as they are playing. In spite of the fact that the xylophone is capable of exploiting both rhythmic and melodic resources to an equally high degree, one would find it, now and then, supporting or leading a chorus. It is obvious, therefore, from the widespread tendency to combine instruments and voices, that vocal music has considerable importance in local culture and deserves particular attention if one wishes to understand the practice of traditional music in Ghanaian societies. There are two important things that should be considered in vocal music. First, concerning the tune, the kind of scale it uses, the kind of voice qualities used, and the techniques of voice production, or the kind of singing style employed. For example, the singing style of Frafra is quite different from that of the Akan. Both of them use different scales. Anyone traveling in Ghana would meet this sort of thing in different areas. It wouldn't take long to recognize Dagati singing and distinguish it from Dagbani singing or Konkomba singing. So in vocal music, the tune poses its own problems of understanding and appreciation. And these problems are somewhat independent of the problem of language, which is the other aspect to be considered when talking about vocal music. For example, in the music of the Ewe area in Ghana, there are two different singing styles. Here is a recording from the Anglong Tungu area. Now, listen to this recording from the Pandu area in Ghana. The difference between the two recordings you just heard is not the language. They were practically the same. If someone from the whole Pandu area finds it difficult to appreciate Anglo music, it would be on musical grounds. The vast difference in the tones that are selected and used as a basis of the songs and the typical patterns in which they are used. So, although the two groups have a common spoken language for social purposes, when it comes to music, they use different musical languages. The opposite case now, of Ghanaians who speak different languages, but who share a common musical language. For example, let's compare the musical language of the Ewe in the whole Pandu area and the music of the Akan, the Guang, the Ga, or speakers of non-Ewe languages in the Ewe region, such places as Santrakovi, Jessica, and so forth. Listen to these two recordings. Here is the first one. And now the second recording. The spoken language of the two are very different, but the musical languages are rather similar. Our first aim, then, must be to enlarge our understanding of the musical languages, or musical idioms, or styles of African music, so that when we listen to music different from our own, it can communicate something to us, something we can appreciate, even though we may not understand what the words of the song means. Musicians in the past were not only poets who expressed their thoughts and feelings in their songs, they were critics who gave out praise or blame because they were sensitive to what went on about them. They were, to some extent, people well-versed in the traditions of their culture, and they knew the genealogies of kings and could recite these on drums or sing them in praise poems or mournful songs. They were historians, and they kept the chronicles of the state. In the Dagomba area of Ghana, there are people who have kept the ancient traditions, the Dabani Gonje players and singers who chant to the rhythm of hourglass-shaped drums. They're still very good at this. And so are the master drummers who play the famous Atumpang drums. And now this final example of Ghanaian music is music for the dance called Adowa. The basic movement of the dance is nothing more than a graceful, almost gliding way of walking to music. You must be relaxed throughout the entire performance.
Just fascinating. Thank you, Leo, and we'll look forward to having you with us again soon. And now, friends, we have music of Mano de Bongo coming up next, right after this message about our VOA programs.
Join us every day on VOA.
Every day, 7 days a week, friends, you're in tune with the world by keeping your radio tuned to the VOA. Voice of America's announcers, writers, correspondents, and special reporters will keep you well informed about what's going on. You'll get the latest news and learn what's going on in the world of sports, political and economic developments, science and medicine, agriculture, and always good music for you on the VOA every day. And Leo and I hope you'll continue making Music Time in Africa your favorite program when listening to the radio on Sundays. An extra reminder now that VOA's Africa service also broadcasts in Swahili, Hausa, Amharic, French, and Portuguese 7 days a week. As you know, we love hearing from you. For those of you who don't have my address, my name is Rita, and that's spelled R-I-T-A, and my last name, Rochelle, is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Our postal code is 20547 USA. We look forward to hearing from you, and please have your friends share your good listening habits. Have them join you on Sundays. And again, for writing, our address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. As I promised, the music of Mano de Bongo, one of African music's great international stars. And our final number for this evening, our music man's special choice, one of Nigeria's most famous musicians, Sir Victor Uwaifo.
Oh, we don't go better now.
Well, friends, that's it for this evening. We hope you enjoyed our Music Time in Africa program today, and we'd like to have you join us again next week at this same time. Tell your friends to join you, and also we'll welcome all of you. Right now, this is Rita Rochelle wishing you the best from our VOA staff. Stay tuned because there's a report of the world news following immediately. My love to all of you.